I'm a native of the Pacific Northwest. I grew up in Tacoma, Washington, and in fact had never been east of the Mississippi until I went to Princeton for graduate school. Took a couple of one-year positions after grad school and then came to Washington and Lee in 1996. And I was particularly excited to come to W&L because I really wanted to be at a great liberal arts college where I could interact with students, have small class sizes, teach all the things I wanted to teach, and really have that teacher-scholar life. Ended up taking on different kinds of administrative responsibilities over the years, department chair and associate provost and then provost, and found that work extremely rewarding, mainly because it meant I got to put all of my efforts in the service of the liberal arts mission and what it means to teach at a liberal arts college, which is what I'm most passionate about. And my wife Barbara and I have had a great run here in Virginia. We've raised three sons, and now the youngest is a senior in high school about to go off to college, and the timing seemed right to explore a presidency, and I'm just so delighted at the way it's worked out.
And what attracted you to Skidmore?
Well, the biggest draw for me was first of all, a great liberal arts college. I mean, that was certainly what I was looking for, a place with great intellectual energy. Learning more about the Skidmore emphasis on creativity was really exciting. And when I got onto campus in the fall and toured campus and saw the emphasis on theater and music and the performing arts, that was really enticing to me. And also that creativity pervades everything that you see at Skidmore. So it's there in the finance and business classes as much as it is in the dance and sculpture classes. I was really taken with my interactions with the students. There was just a vibrancy and an eagerness, even a kind of joy that I saw with the students. And then it's a lovely, you know, historic, beautiful part of the country, really interesting. And so it seemed like a great place to come.
Skidmore's current president, President Glotzbach, and his team have done a lot of work over the years planning for the future with some comprehensive planning efforts and some improvements around the campus with new academic buildings. Have you had a chance to sit down with President Glotzbach and talk about his experiences?
I have. He's been very generous. In fact, the first phone call of congratulations I got came from Phil Glotzbach, which really meant a lot to me. He's had an amazing run. You know, a 17-year presidency is in itself so impressive. And then the work that he and Skidmore have accomplished. You know, and I was really digging into the school's history and seeing how, in the last decade in particular, it's become more diverse, it's become more selective, it's grown the endowment, it's risen in the rankings. I mean, it's really accomplished all the things that a number of liberal arts colleges are trying to do today. And so it's a place that has achieved great success and I think is quite properly aspiring to even more success.
And Dr. Connor, have you found your mission of what you'd like to bring to the college?
Well, the first thing I want to bring is a real zeal for and respect for what Skidmore has already accomplished. I'm eager to enter into conversations with the whole community and see what their goals are, what they're trying to achieve. They're right in the middle of an admirably ambitious and detailed strategic plan. And everything that I read in that plan aligned with the sorts of ideas I have for what a 21st century liberal arts education should be. One of the things that really excites me about Skidmore is that it's able to really articulate all the ideals of the liberal arts and at the same time to talk unabashedly about the return on investment of the liberal arts education and the kinds of careers that students are prepared for after a great liberal arts education. And that's something I'm very excited about, to really make the case that the liberal arts education is not only the most idealistic education, but also, in fact, the most practical and the one that is going to lead to great sort of career and job satisfaction for our students.
A lot of the conversation, national conversation, has focused on student debt and reducing the burden on students once they graduate. What are your thoughts on that issue and the expense of colleges and in particular private colleges?
You know, it's one of the biggest challenges that the private liberal arts colleges are facing and will continue to face. The cost of delivering this sort of education, like other professional industries, think about the health industry, for example, the cost only seems to go up. It's a very high service, high cost kind of education. So the biggest priority is to make that kind of education available to every student who is eager for that education. So continuing to increase the need-based financial aid and the scholarships for students, and also increasing the diversity of that student body. At the same time, continuing to make the argument that this kind of education is a great investment. Just like going to law school or medical school or getting military training or whatever it might be, it prepares students for long-term success and satisfaction. So a certain amount of debt in the service of that investment in education is certainly reasonable. We want to make sure that we're helping students after graduation land those great jobs, we're preparing them to flourish whatever area they want to go into, so that the debt that they leave with is not going to hinder the kinds of choices that they want to make.
And do you have a message that you'd like to share with the students of Skidmore, past and future?
The excitement of getting to know the alumni in particular is profound for me. The alumni are where you really learn the history of the institution, and it's really interesting to learn from them what it is they remember, what it is they most value, what they want to make sure never changes, because it's at the very essence of what Skidmore is. So to really understand an institution's present and where it's going to go in the future, you've got to have a respect for and understanding of its past. For the current students, I think my biggest message is just how eager I am to enter into the life of Skidmore, to go to the athletic events, to go to the artistic events, to go to the poster sessions and the research proposals, and playing a little bit of frisbee football on the front lawn. And I hope they're eager to meet my chocolate lab Molly and get to know me and Barb better and better. So I'm just really eager to start building the relationships with the students, who of course are, I mean, that's the lifeblood. That's the focus of the whole enterprise.